This is The Food Fix, a podcast where we talk to researchers and innovators about how to better feed the world. Hey there. I'm your host, Taylor Holterman. Thanks for joining me while you enjoy that morning coffee, drive safely on your commute to or from work, or get settled in for the evening. Whatever part of the day it is for you, I appreciate you tuning in to The Food Fix. It's just you and I today, so it's time to get a little personal. I'm a journalism student. I have been for the past 4 years. In that time, I've done a lot of work with a lot of different media forms. Nearly every time I've pitched a news article, podcast idea, or photo story to a professor, a team, or a boss, I'm met with different versions of the same questions. Why should anyone care? What's new and exciting about this? Will people be interested? That's just the nature of information sharing nowadays. For this project, I'm past the pitch phase. Yet still, when I tell people I host a podcast about food research and innovation, I'm frequently met with the same questions. What is that? Who listens? And why does it matter? As graduation looms, my search for a full-time job increases, and I meet more people around the world in both very similar and very different fields from my own. Because of that, I've been answering those questions more and more. I've decided it's time to share my thoughts and the best answers I have. Who knows? By the end of this, maybe I'll even convince a few people to care a bit more about food research and innovation. Because I promise you, it matters. But first, as I do so often on this podcast, we've got to start by defining the vocabulary. What do I mean when I say food research and innovation? For my purposes, I like to keep it almost as vague as it sounds to exclude as little as possible from having the potential to be on the show. If you were around for the very first episode I hosted, you might remember this quote. "Innovation, research, people, culture, production, anything connected to food, anywhere around the world, might show up in an episode." And I still stand by it. Anything new and exciting happening in the world of food has potential here. Now that that's out of the way, let's jump right into the deep end. Why should anyone care about food research and innovation? To me, the most important reason is food security. According to the United States Department of Agriculture, nearly 900 million people don't have access to sufficient, safe food. The department estimates that due to population growth and rising incomes, demand for food will increase 70 to 100% by the year 2050. To hit that mark, food production in developing countries will need to be near double what it is now. A 2021 article from Trends in Food Science and Technology, titled "Research and Innovation as a Catalyst for Food System Transformation," explains that there is no one-size-fits-all solution to the global food systems problem. It states research and innovation can be catalysts for change because they provide evidence to inform the best ways forward. We cannot move forward if we don't know how to do so. The best way to learn is through sharing knowledge. Cue things like this podcast. Whether it's directly related to food security or not, if someone is solving a problem or finding a better way to do something food-related, it's worth discussing. Who knows what it could lead to? Of course, this is still not the only solution, and as the article mentions, research and innovation still face problems when it comes to funding, complex solutions, and different ways of thinking, but it's still an important part of the process. As a communications student, I also want to recognize the importance of sharing information in an easily digestible way. It can be hard to access and understand academic literature and research articles, and just as difficult to learn about local organizations making innovative strides in other cities, let alone other countries. by sharing complex or difficult-to-find information in a more accessible and/or more engaging format like audio, and breaking that information down with experts, it has the potential to reach much wider audiences. People who don't have the time to search through and read endless academic articles on Google Scholar, or those who don't have access to researchers and professionals in the field, or people who simply don't find written information engaging, can all get their information here instead of not getting it at all. Of course, a podcast hosted online is not globally accessible to all. That's why we need multiple forms of media in many different languages, but it's still a step towards bridging information gaps. Right now, it's as important as ever to discuss ways to better feed the world. With all of that said, my favorite way to answer people's questions is by letting them know I'm passionate about the topic. That seems to resonate with them most. I think it's important and worthy of discussion. So do my guests. I'm serving the community of people that agree with hopes of reaching new people who will come to agree. That's why I do what I do. And that's enough for me. If you're here listening, I'm willing to bet you care too. So tell me, why do you think this matters? That's where I'll leave you to close out this episode of The Food Fix. Thank you so much for sticking with just me through this different style of episode. Please share your thoughts on it with me over on our social media at MSU Food Fix on Facebook and Twitter. I read all of your comments. They mean a lot to me. If you're looking to hear more from me, we have a catalog of episodes that include guests on our website and on most of your favorite podcast streaming platforms like Spotify and Apple. And we release a new episode every Tuesday at 5 a.m. So you can join me right back here for the next one on Tuesday, August 9th. This podcast is brought to you by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism, and I've been your host, Taylor Holterman. You've been listening to The Food Fix.